as a part of this whole election thing, believe it or not, I'm looking at the book of Habakkuk. I had to search myself. So don't let me help you out. Go to the book of Malachi and then back up about four books. Malachi, and then just keep backing up Zephaniah. When you get to Zephaniah, you know what about the next book is Habakkuk. Because otherwise, if you run through the other way, you're going to run through a dozen book different Old Testament characters. So Habakkuk. I'm going to start with the closing and I'll go back to the beginning. Chapter 3 is where I'll be reading, starting with verse 17. I want you to notice the description described. Though the fig tree may not blossom, he's talking about his country now, nor the fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the field, and there be no herd in the stalls. That's the desolation, isn't it? That's something that's discouraging. That's the condition described. But notice the experience that he claims from God. Yet, you notice he says, this is what we're facing. That outlook isn't really good right now. Yet, I'm not going to look at what I see. I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. And I will joy in my salvation. Now think of this. He brings together desolation and jubilation. He brings the two of them together. And he ends up singing the song of faith. I'll joy in my salvation. The Lord. Why? Because the Lord is my strength. He's going to make my feet like deer's feet. And he'll make me walk on high hills. High hills. Man, what a way to look. What a joy in his salvation. But he didn't always sing that song. Notice how it starts out. And I think of our election. Now, mind you, this whole book is why I was seeing, because I want to tell you the story. I want to be honest. I was going to a triumphant. Remember last Tuesday I had my Trump hat on? And I was going to a celebration dinner at my son's house in Seminole. They had a big party down there. And we were going to celebrate victory for the president, hopefully. And as I sat there, my ears aren't... Now, understand, there's nothing wrong with my ears. I had a hearing test. There's really nothing wrong with my ears, they say. It's the fact, as I talk to you know, I got a hollowness in my head. That sounds funny. Some of you say, I see that in your talk. You really do have a hollow head. But I have to take a pill from this mucus and blow it out and forget it. But anyway, I can't hear too well because of this hollowness. Affects my ears. So I'm looking, I can't hear what the TV is saying. You know, all these people making this racket, you know, how his parties are. And I'm sitting apart because I'm old and they're younger and I didn't want to get in with younger people. I sat apart from them. And most of the time with my mask on. Like that, you know, I did. And because I did, you know, being younger people, knowing they're out jiving around, I didn't know what to me. I don't worry about you, because most of us are not out jiving on the triggers out there in the bars having a ball or anything. So anyway, I'm looking and they're seeing all these yellow checks and the blue box, Biden, 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 Biden. I thought, oh my world. Now understand, I have nothing against Biden personally. He could be a really decent person, I don't know. So understand, I'm not ragging on him personally. But what he stands for, when I heard him say that he isn't against a baby being put to death at 7 months, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I can't accept a guy like that. When he said that he'll tear down that wall so that people can flood our borders, I can't go there. When he said that he's going to take 11 million people and give them amnesty and provide a way to citizenship, do you realize they all, 70% of which don't even have a job? And every one of us are going to have to support them? I'm sorry, I can't support that. That distressed me. It isn't him, it's what the totality of what he believes and what he'll bring to that presidency that disturbs me. And if he's going to do that, I'm sorry. And so that depressed me. I left, I came here at seven, about five after seven, and at 7:30 I said to Phyllis, let's go home. And I went home and I sat down. And Corey, my daughter-in-law, she said to Mark, I never seen Grandpa, you know, because the kids all call me Grandpa. Said, I never seen, Grandpa's always upbeat. He's always, you know, optimistic, which I am. You know that, I'm basically that kind of person. And she said, never seen Grandpa depressed like this. And I was, I went home beat down like a pup with a bad master. And I sat down in my easy chair. Phyllis went into her room. I sat there, I didn't turn the TV on till a little bit later. And I sat there and I said, God, I need a word. Give me a word from you. Give me a word from you. Now, I understand at that moment, I'm thinking, God's going to give me some impression, some thought, some reality of his being, something, some consciousness of his presence, and maybe some reality to my soul. Nothing. Just sat there. He said, get your Bible. Just that consciousness. Get your Bible. So I went over, got out of my chair, went over to the couch, got my Bible. Came back to the chair, sat here with my Bible like this, and said, now God, what am I going to do? I don't want to just thumb through the pages, you know, just hunting for something I want. That isn't what I want to do. I don't want to hunt for what I want. Anybody can do that. I said, God, if you saying you want that man, if he's got to be elected for something, tell me so. Give me a negative. Tell me that's it, he's it, that's it, I want that. If you want Trump back into office, oh, God, give me something positive to let me know that you are for him and that you are going to get him elected. God, I feel he's your man, but I don't know that. I just want you to tell me yes or no. Yes or no. God, what should I read? Sit there. Just like this. I'm serious as I can be. Psalm 37. So I said, okay. So I flip over to Psalm 37. First words I read are these. Do not fret because of evildoers. Do not fret. What was I doing?
Fretting.
The moment I read those, I'm serious, Mike, I laughed. I said, Mike, oh my world. That's you, God, you're speaking. Now understand, that word evildoers, at that moment, I didn't know that meaning as such until the next day when I found out that the Democrats were putting big cardboard things to hide what they were doing. Huh? And all the nefarious things that they were doing behind and making, like Pam Bondi stood there and said, they won't let us into the halls. We can't see what they're doing. I thought, and then I read on. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. Then I said, God, that's who he's talking about. Evildoers, workers of iniquity, don't fret because of them. Do you believe God's giving me a message now? Let's go on. What does he say? For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. I said, thank you, Jesus.
Pastor?
Yes.
This is what I got this morning. Psalm 92:7. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever.
There's a two or three confirmation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord. In other words, what the contrast of fretting is what? Delighting. And he shall what? Give you the desires of your heart. And I said, what's the desire of my heart tonight, Lord? Victory for the president. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also to him. And what? He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light. And as here's, think about the light, meaning things are going to be brought out in exposure. And you're not justice as the noonday. And last night, I'm listening to, Who would I say?
Tucker.
And he had,
Levine?
No.
The
old Speaker of the House.
Oh, Gingrich?
Gingrich. On, and he said there are people, there's whistleblowers coming out now expressing themselves. And he said, I know one. He said, I'm going to come out and do this. He said, even though it's a cost, he said, I'm even concerned about my children. He said, believe me, Trump, he said, these people are signing these statements saying that they're willing to commit perjury if they're not telling the truth. Plus, these people can do damage to you. They'll hurt you. That crowd will hurt you for telling the truth.
Pastor, I woke up in the middle of the night, and there's a live program, it's called The Captain of America, okay? And he announced, I haven't seen it on the news, you probably won't see any of this on the news anymore. They pulled the points, the points of Pennsylvania for Biden. They pulled them off. He's now got 259. I don't know how true this is. Anybody say anything yet?
I saw Arizona as well, the two states.
They pulled that too?
That's what I saw, some came up on Facebook.
You know, and when I saw this, it says, your justice is his new day. I thought, as this stuff is coming out and these people are exposing, I thought to myself, it's going to have to be clear as day. Because if they overthrow Biden, the country will go into a havoc.
They will.
Unless it's so clear and it's so vivid that this is fraud. And that's where I thought, the light and your justice is the noonday, that God will so expose it that the whole nation will say, they were crooked. This is wrong. Now understand, there's going to be like people like Antifa, they're going to riot regardless. But it's, and then in verse 7, he says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Wait patiently. And we saw that in Habakkuk. Waiting on the Lord. God is going to do, and if you go back now to, verse 9. Well, notice verse 8 too. Once again, verse 7. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way. It looks like Biden is prospering, right?
Yeah.
But don't fret because of that. Because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Now he tells us, cease from anger and forsake rest. Don't blow up. Don't get angry. Don't get all your, what is it, your something, your undershorts and a what, snit or whatever they call it. Whatever it is, do not fret. Notice, do not fret, it only causes harm. Why? Verse 9, for evildoers shall be cut off. And then verse 10, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. And the end of verse 11, and you shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. And that's what God gave me that night that changed me from that night to this day. Out of the overwhelming sense of iniquity and the sense of iniquity in his own times, if you go back to the book of Habakkuk, He struggled with God about this. Look at verse 2. O Lord, how long shall I cry and you will not hear? Even cry out to you violence and you will not save. Why do you show me iniquity and cause me to see trouble? For plundering and violence are before me. Strife and contention arises. Therefore the law is powerless in some... And we were even talking at lunch today. Remember, Mike, we were talking about, I think you mentioned it, didn't you? That the law should, these people should be dealt with by the law.
Yes.
And notice this, the law is powerless. It doesn't exercise the rights that it should exercise. It's without teeth, and it hasn't been used the way God meant for it to be used. Therefore, the law, there's strife and contention. Therefore, the law is powerless, and justice never goes forth. For the wicked, now notice, the wicked surround the righteous. And that word surround the righteous means they hem them in. They surround and press them. In effect, overwhelming sense of the people was, oh God, why are you doing nothing about this? And you'll hear that in verse 13. What, you are of purer eyes than to whole behold iniquity. You cannot look on wickedness. Why do you look on those who deal treacherously? Why do you hold your tongue when the wicked devours a person more righteous than he? Why do you make men like fish of the sea, like creeping things, and have no ruler over them? They take them, all of them, with a hook. They catch them in the net, gather them. Therefore, they rejoice and are glad. So he's really striving over how maliciously righteous people, decent people, are treated by the wicked. And I think that's what we feel at this day and time. We see these people now they're acting like they're, you know, they've won such a victory over us. They're going to rule over us. They're going to have their way. Well, I got news for you. But notice the thing that troubled him is that he was troubled by the silence of God. You remember Habakkuk says, why God, haven't you spoken? Why don't we hear from you? And I think so many people are like that now. You know, they feel God has abandoned them and allowed these wicked Democrats to control the airways, to control the election process, to gain with all this wickedness in the voting ballots and all the rest. But remember, the work that isn't done yet. God isn't through yet. What is God doing? Well, we just don't know, do we, until he shows up. But the one thing that God has promised, whatever he's doing, he's going to make it, and he's going to bring things to light, and he's going to make it as bright as the noonday sun. So whenever this thing is at the full end of things, we're going to see the real truth of the matter, how crooked it really was. And just pray that God will give these people, that's what I'm praying, that God will give these people the strength and courage to come out and tell what they've seen and if they've experienced and what they've been pressured to do. Come out and be strong. And pray that God will give them the strength. Pray that the Holy Spirit will energize them to do this. People that are struggling right now in their soul. Oh, we're going to close in prayer with that. Oh, God, give them the strength to do this.
You know, though, Pastor, when God does something, doesn't he always wait sometimes until there's just no way out except him? And this is what you're seeing now. You're going to see something amazing, I think. Mm-hmm.
You know who's really strong and encouraging me is my daughter, Linda. Oh, man, she's gung-ho, boy. Biden's done. Trump's in. It's over.
This is what the Lord gave me as I was searching the scriptures and praying about it. In Daniel, now, there's a time factor. There's a point when you got whoever it is that makes it official.
Yeah, the certification.
Yeah, certification, and then ultimately the inauguration. And that's within the month. Well, in Daniel, in verse 12, he says, they said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand and to chasten thyself before God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the king of Persia withstood me. Now that would be satanic spirits. 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came and helped me, and I remained there with the king of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand that what shall be fall thy people in the latter days.
What chapter are you in?
That's 10, chapter 10, verse 12, 13. So I thought, 21 days, that's just about the time this thing would have to be wound up, or it would go on.
You know, it's funny you think
about that much time to get it to the Supreme Court.
He said, Michael, you notice, and last night the thing hit me for the first time. I never thought until last night, angels being involved in this. Who knows how now God has sent angels now to get involved in this.
Pastor, I was in Daniel also, Daniel 4:17. It says the decision is by the decree of the watchers and the sentence by the word of the holy ones, in order that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men.
And the Most High rules in the kingdom of men. Amen.
So this is a spiritual war, is what you say.
Amen.
And that our prayers then are needed. Because it's how we help.
Yes. We're praying now, really, that God raise up an army of people with strength to come out and state what they've seen and what they've experienced and what they've been pressured to do.
They've got over 70 right now.
Is that right?
70 people.
Well, let's pray they get 200.
Who are willing and have signed affidavits, that's what they said.
That they're on fraud?
Mm-hmm. Trust in him, yes.
What happened was, remember on Pennsylvania at night, they said the workers were tired. They sent them home about 10:30 at night.
Yeah.
And they said everybody was going home. They locked up the place, and some of the supervisors or whatever stayed on, and they had a download of ballots that they got in from a truck, and they loaded them into the system. And And apparently, now, I don't know how true this part is, but from a military source said, that's what you might want to watch for, because I haven't fully seen it yet. Could happen behind the scenes so that there's no uproar. But apparently, the Trump and Barr staged a sting for the Democrats, and they put a watermark into the ballots. You hear about it?
Yes.
They put a watermark into the official ballots. And anything that has no watermark is not official. So I don't know if they're working with that avenue or what. I haven't heard. You won't probably hear it on the news.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get to alternative news.
Praise God, they're doing things like that.
So
yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. Well, it
just driving down here. I was listening to the radio, which they haven't totally taken over yet. And one of the things that the announcer was talking about was they obviously had to do this in a rush. They knew that they'd be revealed eventually. So what they were just saying, they were rushing through these ballots, and all they were doing was marking by. They weren't going on down. And they found so many of them that's all that was marked on the whole ballot.
Now, I've heard that.
Or there were some where it was marked or changed about Biden, and that below it was still Republican, because they didn't have time to change all of them. That's going to be evidence against them.
Yeah. Now, is it true, though, if we fill out a ballot?
We haven't touched all the dead people.
Yeah, but if we ourselves fill out a ballot and you don't fill in all the squares, is it? They throw it out? Or?
No.
I heard they did, so I don't know. I'm not saying that's what I did. No. I'm just saying. No. I heard they would throw it out if you don't fill off all the squares.
I haven't heard that.
No. Okay.
Their wife votes for them, or their husband votes for them, or the kids vote for them. You get households and families that get a whole stack of those.
Democratic
Party set out 80 million ballots, carte blanche.
Yeah, they were going door to door and paying these illegal aliens $100 for your ballot. That's what they were doing.
They were doing ballot
fixing too. They were going to people that ballot fixing. I heard about that.
Yeah. And there's, oh, you heard about the machines, right?
Yeah.
You heard about the machines?
Yeah, I heard it.
And you press Trump, it jumped Biden. And so someone checked out the machine. Of course, this has been going on for a long time. It apparently, they said it wasn't a glitch. It was programmed in. Over 30 states. And Pennsylvania had 67 counties with that
machine. So if they can prove, if they prove that machine did that, it's their Pennsylvania's done.
Well, they said they pulled the votes from Biden. So I don't know. This guy wouldn't have said it if it wasn't true. That, you know, he's pretty right on. But I haven't heard anything.
No, I'm saying if the machine was did that, if they can prove that machine, they can go in and test it.
Yeah.
And if that machine is doing it, and they test the machine in each of those 67 counties, and those machines in each of those counties do that, those votes are toast.
Yeah, yeah.
And we say, well, what can that mean? In one case, in one place, a judge, when that happened, the judge, the guy had won. But the judge said, well, what should we do? Can't we rerun? He said, no, they proved you're a crook. Your competitors won the election. Just threw him out. You're a crook.
It's a company out of Canada by the name of Dominion. It's the name of the company.
Well, they say that company has relationship to Pelosi, I heard.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
So if that's the case,
trying to steal the Georgia runoff now. If they steal the Georgia runoff, they can control the Senate. Biggest mistake. We got to pray that they, two runoffs, two Republicans.
Yeah, if both of those Republicans win, then they still control the Senate.
No, if they win, no. McConnell will be in.
Well, I think of this verse, and I close. The vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry.
Where were you? Yeah, what was that verse? Where was that?
That's in Habakkuk.
What verse was that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll have to go back and give it to you.
We're getting excited now.
Hurry up and wait.
Yeah.
It's chapter 2, verse 3.
2:3?
Habakkuk 2:3.
That'll be exciting.
Yeah, it actually said he may run who reads it. The vision. For the vision is for a point of time. Write the vision, make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come and it will not tarry. And this is where the next verse is where that phrase, but the just shall live by his faith. In other words, no matter what the times, no matter what the struggle, the just shall live by his faith. You don't look at the circumstances. That's what the end of the book is saying. You don't look at the circumstances. No, the Chaldeans were coming. Don't look at the circumstances. He says, joy in your salvation. You know that word joy in the Hebrew means spin around. That means you get so excited, man, you just get spin around in your salvation. Why? It's like Norman Grubb says, the only reason you can do that is you're a see-through-er and not a see-atter. A man who lives by faith doesn't see at, he sees through. Sees behind everything God. No matter how bleak and how dire God is in control, like you just said. He is, who somebody just read that. I think, yeah, you just read that, Gail.
Yeah, Daniel 4:17.
That's right. Yeah. Daniel 4:17. Keep that in your mind.
Well, look what happened to him. He pushed his plans.
Yeah.
A little too far. He ended up on a gallows.
Yeah, he was going to hang.
Mordecai.
Mordecai, yeah. Uh-huh. He got hung up on his own gallows, didn't he? Well, praise God from whom all blessings flow. So we're looking out, we're looking up, we're looking out, and we're just seeing Jesus, and we're looking for victory. And I think that we're going to see Trump in for four more years.
Yep.
when the mist lifts and we see all of the things lifted, it'll be there.
And even if that were not to happen, we're still to wait patiently.
Yeah.
And rejoice in the Lord.
Yeah. We can't lose either way.
Yes.
Just put this forth as a possibility. All that Trump did when he was in office for Israel, all of that was God. You
know, right?
and promised. Finally got done. Now, if he's finished, in other words, he got everything done that he wanted done. And he didn't need Trump back in there, but they're ready for the tribulation.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, he's completed God's assignment. He won't get in again. But I don't think he's finished his assignment.
Telemarketer.
He needs a robo, some kind of.
Yeah.
Pastor, I wanted to say, even with Mike being here today, this is the first time I've met him, it's like such an encouraging thing that he brought in with him. Like the Lord is saying, just keep doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Keep serving me. Keep it going. Keep giving the gospel out.
Yeah.
Amen. Beautiful.
Yeah, all over the world. All over the world. And in the United States, because you ought to see the wonderful pictures. Too bad he doesn't have his something we could throw up on the screen. The wonderful thing that's being built, is much of which is built, the track and soccer field, basketball court. And then he got an indoor building going to be built, right?
Will be, yeah. That's yet to come. As the Lord will provide, we'll build it.
But already outdoor films being shown there to win people to Christ. So they got the place that drive-in park, it's called. That's really nice. And yeah, it's a really nice looking place that they built there already. And you had a part in that being built for several years that took to get that thing built.
Could I just read something?
Surely.
This is a David Jeremiah New King James Version. Mm-hmm. And he puts a book introduction at the beginning of each book. And at the end of that, it says, what it means for you, will I trust him no matter what? Habakkuk did not like the way his world was shaping up.
Yeah.
Events in Judah deeply troubled his heart, while rumors and faceless threats rumbled just over the horizon. In the end, he had to come to terms with this question, will I trust in the wisdom and goodness of God no matter what happens around me? We must all grapple with this question. Although the process was not easy, in the end, Habakkuk took shelter in God himself, deciding to be thankful and joyful. Faith grows stronger when we deliberately release our anxieties, remembering that the Lord God is my strength.
Yeah.
Chapter 3, verse 19. And that his plans are best, no matter how unreliable life may feel at the moment. Mm. Our past, present, and future all belong to the Lord. Our times, our very lives are in his hands. Trust him.
Amen.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about during World War II, when they were pushed to the war between them and England.
Yeah.
And Germany was just wiping them out. And I understand they pulled back, take a break, because they thought, we got them cornered now. There's no place they can go. So we'll get reorganized and remobilized, and we'll go in and wipe them out. And when they went in, they were gone.
Yeah.
This guy had brought them by boat, if you remember. What did they call that?
Dunkirk,
yeah. Yeah. Every person in the United Kingdom that had a boat that could make it across and back again were going over. They could only pick up two people.
Yeah.
Back and forth. And overnight, they got them all out. Well.
That's a wonderful movie about that.
Yeah.
Called Dunkirk.
Yeah.
Is that the one we saw?
Well, they said that.
Even then, they said it was, it was from Dunkirk because they thought they were done too. They had no place to go.
Is that the cliff one?
No, that's the cliff's on the other side. Why the cliffs of Dover?
Yeah.
No,
this is Dunkirk. This is where they were up against the
sea.
German army and the water, and they had no way of getting across. But then these boats started showing up. Okay. Somehow the word got across that if we go over there and just pick them up and get out of there as quick as you can, because Germany's held back. Waiting for sunrise or whatever.
Moses, they got up against the Red Sea and had nowhere to go.
Yeah.
They said that there's no such thing as a president-elect right now because all the states have not called. Have not been called. And you want to hear the real clincher? In 2000, when Gore and Bush had that thing, guess what judges were, no wonder they didn't want them on the Supreme Court. Guess what judges made the final decision? Is Amy Coney Barrett and what's his name?
Kavanaugh.
Those two voted for Bush and said it's Bush, after all this. And so that's why they didn't want him on the Supreme Court. Now we know.
Well, all the
that's the rest of the story, says Paul Harvey.
Yeah. Paul Harvey.
Yeah, there you go.
All these figures are the press putting it out.
Yeah. Okay.
Calling it for him, and therefore he's it.
Lost. Oh, that's a double.
Let's close in prayer officially for this. Okay. Lord, we thank you for the day, for the opportunity to fellowship in the Word and in the minds of each other to share what you're doing in our own hearts. We thank you that you've implanted in our hearts the faith to believe that you're the conqueror, you're more than a conqueror, and that we can believe who you are, what you are, and what you'll do. So we're waiting on you, Lord. Though the vision tarry, we'll wait for it, believing that you will overcome, defeat the enemy, bring the victory. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.